Hi, this is Paul Rippey. I'm here in the crowded Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya. And I'm sitting with Sylvester Kobari, who is CARE Kenya's program coordinator for the group savings and loan sector. And I just spent a few days in a workshop with Sylvester, and it was great to have the chance to catch up on CARE's experiment with Equity Bank and Orange. And I thought that our listeners would like to hear the latest news. So, Sylvester, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thank you, Paul. As you rightly said, we have been piloting linkages for the savings groups to formal financial institutions. This is a pilot that included Equity Bank, Orange Mobile Network Organization, and CARE Kenya. We started by working with Equity Bank on a memorandum of understanding where we agreed on the partnership procedures and rules. We developed MOU where we agreed with Equity Bank that we are going to develop a savings product, also a credit product, and also a mobile cash transfer system for the saving groups. This partnership started in 2012, September, and we did an MOU with Equity Bank in December, and by March 2012, we had developed the first savings product, and then we launched the program.
And so, I'm sorry, started in 2012 or 2011?
I started in 2011, September.
And how many groups or how many members are participating?
We had anticipated piloting 200 groups, and in total we linked 223 groups by December 2012.
That's good. And what's the status of the project now?
The project was funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. It was a pilot project. It has ended. And we had a lot of some progress which we made. One, we developed a saving product that was piloted with the saving groups, and it had features which the savings groups liked. Then we also developed a credit product, which was one of its kind, because in the country, in Kenya, we have banks have individual products for group members, but not for the group. So we made progress by working with Equity Bank, and we came up with a group product. And then we also developed a mobile cash transfer platform whereby the groups had a 3-pin SIM card which replaces the 3 padlocks in the cash box. So it was like linking the cash box to the bank. Yes. Using the 3-pin SIM card. We also bridged the gap between the groups in the rural areas with the Equity branches by having savings group members that wanted to be agents of Equity Bank. So that means that the saving groups can do transactions at the village level instead of traveling to the banks, thus cutting transport costs.
That's very neat. Now, I think you told me that you couldn't get the credit product started. Is that right?
The credit product was developed 1 month to the closing of the project. The groups were not able to utilize it when the project was going on because the project was just closing, and the groups were nearing sharing out in December. So that means that they will start utilizing the product in 2013.
Okay, because those groups are continuing in the program, right?
Yeah, those groups are continuing. We worked with Equity Bank on a phase-out strategy whereby they were to continue recruiting more groups and linking them to the product, and also working with the groups to train them on the credit product, and also the groups that wants the credit product, they would facilitate that process.
What part of Kenya are these groups in? And I've never seen them, but I would love to get out there and have a chance to see some of them.
The pilot was in Nyanza province, that is in western Kenya, and it was piloted in two districts, that is Bondo and Suba districts of Nyanza province.
Is the profile of the members in the equity orange groups about the same as it is in the normal GSNLs, or did different sorts of people select themselves to be in those groups?
They are just the same groups that we work with. Where we piloted this project is where a former care project called Kusamo had worked. These were groups that worked with a former care project, and we just went to see how to link them to the bank using these products that we developed.
Did you track the groups to see if they saved more or less than the groups that were using the metal box?
In terms of savings, it was not a question of them saving more. They just saved the same. But you realize that in saving groups, when they are nearing sharing out, there's normally a lot of surplus money, and this becomes a risk. So we were trying to reduce that risk by linking the groups to the bank, because some of these groups are mature groups that have gone past five circles. Sometimes they share out up to Kenya shillings 2 million, some over 1 million, and that is a lot of money to have in cash in the villages.
Yeah.
So that is what informed our, mainly what informed our objective for linkages, to reduce on the security.
What were some of the things the members said? What did they like most about the experiment, and were there any features that they did not like?
The group members liked the linkages. The linkage to the banks, that is having a bank account. Initially, they had feared opening bank accounts because they were apprehensive about banks, the way banks operate. The current group accounts, that products that the banks have, are quite limiting, especially in terms of withdrawals. You can't withdraw any time that you want. And again, traveling to the branches, there's a lot of transport costs. Sometimes as high as even $10, that is per person, the cost to travel to the bank and back. So the group didn't like the products that were here. So when we came and we told them that we wanted to engage the bank, Equity Bank, to develop a user-friendly account for the saving groups, they really welcomed the idea. They were happy to have these accounts, especially given that Equity Bank opened agencies in the villages, so that instead of traveling to the bank, they can withdraw the money in the villages. So they were excited about that. And also the prospect of transacting using mobile telephone cash transfer was also, they also welcomed that, because in the villages where we work, because of M-Pesa, many group members have got mobile phones. So when they were given an opportunity to transact using mobile phones during the group meeting, that means it reduces the risk of them carrying cash to the group meeting, and also the group handling a lot of cash during the meeting, because the group members will just send the cash, the savings, and the loan repayments through mobile phone to the group account, and also the group will send the same money to the members using their mobile phone.
Sylvester, thanks a lot. That's a very exciting experiment, and I just congratulate you and CARE and Equity and Orange for taking the kind of exciting risk to see what happens. And would you stay in touch with us? Because I think a lot of people want to know what's going to happen next.
Thank you, Paul Rippey. And definitely I'll stay in touch, especially in the Savings Revolution website. I hope people can tune in.
Thank you.
Maybe the biggest change will come when we don't have to change much at all. When maniacs holler, grow, 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 we can choose to be small. The key word may be little. We only have to change a little.